From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is out today. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, good economic news. You can afford to buy gas to drive to work this week. Prices at their lowest since last year. First, politics. The early voting that began yesterday in Florida continues today. Some people are waiting 2 or 3 hours. Polls show the election very close in that state. But a new national poll from the well-regarded Pew Research Center has Senator Obama ahead among registered voters by 14%. Also discouraging for Senator McCain, the endorsement for his opponent by former Secretary of State General Colin Powell. We're going to begin today with two conversations on this, both with African-American Republicans. Ron Christie is a former special assistant to President George W. Bush. He's founder of Christie Strategies. That's a Washington-based strategic advocacy firm. Ron Christie, welcome to Day to Day. Did General Powell's endorsement for Senator Obama surprise you?
No, his endorsement didn't surprise me. I think a number of us here in Washington were waiting for Powell's October surprise. He and Senator McCain have had a long history, a long past association with one another. And the fact that Senator McCain had already had four previous secretaries of state who had endorsed him, and Powell had remained silent, and given the fact that Powell has spoken in very favorable terms about Senator Obama in months past, I was waiting for this to come. I thought it would come with about a week to go before the election. So his sense of timing threw me off by about a week, but I suspected that this was what was going to be the end result.
At Slate.com today, military writer Fred Kaplan says this endorsement is probably worth more than other endorsements because Colin Powell appeals to Reagan Democrats and to the military. How do you feel about this endorsement and its political weight?
There's no question that General Powell is widely respected and is a very admirable individual, but I have a very difficult time believing that just because Colin Powell has said that one should vote for Barack Obama, that that's going to push someone over the edge. The question for me is, Alex, what does that particular candidate endorse? What are the policies? What are the visions, the ultimate direction that candidate would like to take the country in? I think that's far more important with what Senator McCain and Obama have been saying than one particular endorsement.
Let me ask you about the African-American community of which you are a part, watching history being made with Senator Obama's run for president. Any sense of conflict for you there?
Of course not. I am a proud American. I'm proud to see that our country has progressed from some of the dark days following Reconstruction and Jim Crow. And it's encouraging to find African Americans running for all levels of state, local, and federal office. And it's great to see Senator Obama has made a remarkable run for the presidency. As an African American, I think there are millions of people who have followed his campaign and admire the ability and his trajectory to be on the precipice of being the next president of the United States. But I'm not voting for a race, Alex. I'm voting for an individual based on their experience, their philosophy, and the leadership that they would bring to the country. And regardless of one person's skin color, I'm going to vote for the person who has the most experience.
Has race already played too much of a factor in this election?
I think it has in the last several months, certainly. I think that any time that you have an African-American who is running against someone for the presidency, something that we've never seen before, I think that obviously that's going to be something that people in the media and people who follow the race closely are going to discuss, the race on race, if you will. But ultimately, I don't believe that there will be a so-called Bradley effect. I think Americans, by and large, are going to go to the polls to vote for the best candidate, not just because they're black or they're white.
Ron Christie is a former advisor to President Bush. He's founder of Christie Strategies in Washington and also a frequent political analyst on NPR's News and Notes. Ron, thank you.
Alex, my pleasure.
And we're joined now by a black Republican who is voting for Senator Obama. Kevin Ross is a former Los Angeles Superior Court judge. He now hosts The Kevin Ross Show on Blog Talk Radio, and he blogs at Three Brothers and a Sister. Kevin Ross, welcome to Day to Day.
It's my pleasure, Alex. Thank you for having me.
You are a Republican. You voted for Senator McCain in the primary. Why are you voting for Barack Obama now in the general election?
Well, it's interesting listening to a fellow Republican talk about this election, because for me, I was conflicted with the issue of race, and I knew exactly what someone like a Colin Powell was struggling with. I mean, here you have someone who's competent, who's bright, who is touching people's emotions and really speaking to a new generation. And on top of all of that, he's an African American. for me, even though I voted for John McCain in the primary and I consider myself to be a very loyal Republican, I had to look at my children, and I wanted to be able to even say to them, you can be anything in the world that you want, and now after November the 4th, you can also be president.
You must know there's criticism that this is just simply reverse racism. If all the black people vote for the black candidate, what does that say about how we decide who to vote for?
Black folks are very comfortable voting for white candidates. I mean, we've been doing it all our lives. You know, it's interesting when people talk about the fact that African Americans aren't used to voting for black folks who are running for president. We've had Al Sharpton. We've had Shirley Chisholm. We've had Cynthia McKinney, who currently right now is running. I believe she's either running as an independent or the Libertarian Party.
She's the former Georgia congresswoman.
Former Georgia congresswoman. You don't see African Americans saying, well, now that's where my vote is going, or, you know, I'm really down with Alan Keyes. It's not simply because the individual is black, nor is it simply a situation where because McCain is white that he's not getting the black vote. John McCain hasn't had any people speaking on his behalf in terms of former elected officials. Where's Condoleezza Rice? Where's J.C. Watt? Where is Kent Blackwell, who ran for the governorship of Ohio? You're not seeing even black Republican office holders on the stump in support of McCain. I think that speaks volumes as to what's going on currently with the Republican Party.
Is your wife a Republican or a Democrat?
She has been a Democrat all her life.
Oh.
My wife, my mother, her mother, my brother.
I just wonder about that conversation that you had in the family, say, you know, I'm going to be with you this time.
Well, what's interesting is that I started as a Democrat back since I was 18 and had voted Democrat up until the time I turned 40. And I had this epiphany. I was like, you know, is this party really speaking to me in terms of my issues, in terms of me being a fiscal conservative, in terms of me being more of a moderate on areas where, to me, the left was just too extreme? And so I found myself feeling very comfortable voting for Republicans and will do so down the ticket. But there's something about Barack's candidacy that really, for me, transcends political ideology and my particular party affiliation right now.
So you are not changing from being a Republican. You're going to vote for all the Republicans you can because that seems to be more in line with your own particular political philosophy.
Not only that, but the day Barack is elected, soon as he is put into office, I'm probably going to be one of the main people saying, okay, now what are we going to do with this issue of illegal immigration? Because I think your position is just untenable. And how is it that we're going to cover health care to the extent that you're indicating?
So it's going to be a short honeymoon for President Obama and Kevin Ross?
You know what I want? I want to see this black man succeed in this particular position because I think he's competent. I think he has the skill set. I still think that it's good to be in both parties. I still think that it's good for African Americans to be in both parties. We do ourselves a disservice by not being a part of both parties and challenging the positions irrespective of race.
Kevin Ross is a former Los Angeles County Superior Court judge. He blogs at Three Brothers and a Sister. He's a black Republican who this year is going to vote for Barack Obama. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.